Welcome to a guided meditation recorded live at CDM in Everett, Washington, USA.
Grounding is the most wonderful, most powerful, most dynamic thing that I know of. And I mean, I watch TV, so I know there's a lot. So what we want to do is be aware of how important it is to our individual lives and to our entire world, planet Earth. I did have a lady ask me once years ago, she was new and hadn't even taken any classes, but I was talking about grounding to the center of the Earth. And she said, well, why do we ground to Earth, the planet Earth? The cosmos is so enormous. And I said, well, our bodies are here on planet Earth. And I want to add another thing, and that is a great deal of our spiritual learning experience is right here on Earth. And when you learn this particular piece of information about how, as spirit, to ground the incredible energy that you have to any physical mass, you have simply gained a new level of spiritual creativity and control of that amazing power. So we ground planet Earth because we live here. Now, grounding, for those of you who are new, is a very simple but unbelievably powerful piece of information about how you, the spirit, relate to your physical system. You are spirit. You are simply energy. You will be perceived in this world as a spark of light. We'll talk about that in just a moment. And grounding is the way that you and that brilliant vitality that is your spiritual manifestation in the world connects to the world and the physical system. We're not our body. Everybody got it? You are not your body. For those of you who would like to meditate on it and experience it, that you are spirit, you are a part of the cosmic, you are a part of what most people call God, you are so beyond the physical realm. Then you begin to realize, oh, I have a body. Oh my gosh, it's really tiny. When you begin to perceive it from a spiritual perspective. So one of the things we want to do is acknowledge the importance of our grounding and how it saves lives. Sometimes the way people relate to grounding reminds me of how they relate to angels. You know, people don't relate to angels at all unless they're about to get run over by a truck or drown under the ice or something spectacular. And then they tune into the angels and they appreciate the help that they get. Well, it's similar with grounding. Many people don't realize grounding is a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week experience with life on planet Earth, life in a body. And so they usually just call on it if they're frightened or in an emergency and so forth. I want to encourage you to be grounded 24/7, and that's going to help you avoid emergencies in the first place. It will also help you deal with them when they do occur in your life, which they do for all of us. Now, I've heard so many stories from people about how grounding has saved their life and how they just took their attention and put it on grounding for that physical experience. I've heard examples of during earthquakes, during car wrecks, during helping someone else they saw in a car wreck, during things maybe not quite so spectacular, or having an argument with someone, or helping someone who's ill. Or how many times have you tuned into your grounding because of something disturbing? Now, what if you decided you wanted to have that much attention on your grounding and that much grounding when you're combing your hair, eating your dinner, meditating, or participating in life in any way? You're going to change your life. So, enough discussion about it. We'll have more in a moment, but let's ground. So I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. This helps you tune out the visual, which we are so tuned into in human bodies. And allow yourself to get the concept of drawing your attention within you. Just let it come back to you. Then I want you to be aware of the lower part of the body. Near the base of your spine is an energy center that we call a chakra. And from this particular chakra, or energy center, your grounding is going to flow. So just let it flow. Let it flow from your first chakra near the base of your spine through the chair and the floor and all of the layers of the earth. Just let it go. Use some breathing to help the grounding flow. Let it go. And attach yourself as spirit to your body, and you and your body to our larger body, planet Earth. Again, take some nice deep breaths and allow your body to relax with being grounded. The human body is an absolutely fascinating creative space. And when you begin to see it as your creative space, rather than believing that that's all that you are, your entire life begins to change, sometimes in subtle ways, sometimes in spectacular ways. But right now, just allow your body a little time and space to experience your grounding. Grounding is the statement of you, the spirit. Your body's not the thing that's grounding. Now, we'd have to get a big shovel and start digging a hole. It would take a long time. Take a nice deep breath and acknowledge this is you, the spirit, creating this flow of energy and connecting yourself to our planet. This one piece of information alone can change our planet. Take a nice deep breath and let your grounding cord simply flow. Grounding does so much for ourselves as spirit and for our bodies. Let's put our attention for a moment on what this is doing for your body right now. It's helping your body deal with its emotions. Do you have some intense emotions right now? One of the benefits of grounding is that you can let go of excess emotions or unwanted emotions. Do that now and be aware of how beneficial grounding is for your body. What happens when you ground in any circumstance? You've just put yourself, the spirit, in charge. You have just given your body great power. Breathe in and breathe out. Remember, bodies require oxygen. Take a nice deep breath. And I'm having you continue to put your attention on your grounding. Now, let's take a moment and be aware of ourselves, a spirit, so that we can become aware of what it is we're using the grounding for. You are spirit, as I mentioned, and you can be seen in this world as a bright spark of light. Now, I want you to see that bright spark of light, if you can, above your head. If you don't see it, don't worry, you're just floating around somewhere else. You are a bright spark of light. You do have a body in this reality. Take a nice deep breath and allow the grounding to help your body receive you, the spirit. Many people get into trouble because they do not ground. But they go, oh, I'm so spiritual and I want to be so spiritual, and they come barreling into this poor, unprepared physical body and they go a little crazy. You know any people who sort of bounce all around on the walls? Can't carry on a decent conversation? Are always spacey? These are people attempting to come into the body but are not grounded. Take a nice deep breath and find the amusement. Because you, the spirit, have such unbelievable power, you do not know it. Now allow that bright spark of light that's you, to come to the top of your head and feel it. You might feel a vibration. You might feel a warmth. You may not feel anything at all. It's all up to you. This is your creative space. Then let that brilliant, beautiful light that is you start to float into the center of your head and stay in the center of your head, a little above and behind your eyes. Let that brilliant light shine within your head. Let your light so shine. That's what that means. Light a candle and don't hide it under a bushel. That's what that means. You, the spirit, grounding and coming into your body and taking control of your creative space here. It's completely up to you. Do you want to be miserable and make everyone around you miserable? Or do you want to have some joy and some fun and some adventure? Little misery, little happiness. You know, variety. Then ground and make your body safe for you. So allow yourself to ground and be in the center of your head and get a bigger picture of what it means to save your life. Do you want your life to be spent in misery and pain and agony and suffering? It is not necessary, because you, the spirit, can ground, come into your body and see what you have and choose. Choose consciously what you wish to keep and what you wish to release from your body, which is your creative space. Wow, what power! It's a world changer. When the human race learns to ground, I do believe we may start having some fun. Take a nice deep breath. Be in the center of your head, that space a little above and behind your eyes, and let your body adjust to you being there and get the concept of you, the spirit, taking responsibility for your physical body. It's your creation. It's made up of your concepts, your beliefs. You've made this body. You've built it. Be grounded and own it. What do you want to do with it? Do you want to blame everybody else in your life for what's occurring? Everything in your life you have created. And your grounding can give you the focus and the power and the ability to take charge of it and do with it as you wish. Some things you let go of, other things you enhance. But everybody here looks well-fed, well-clothed, most likely well-housed. My gosh, we're already fairly grounded, aren't we? Enhance it and be aware of how your grounding allows you, the spirit, to create on a whole new level. Be aware of how you are creating in this reality and anything you would like to change. And let's take advantage of one of the wonderful things about grounding, and that is the ability to use it to release. Everything is energy, so whatever you would like to let go of, you can. Let go of something you would like to let go of in your life. Maybe you're aware of a lot of fear in your body. You can release that down your grounding cord. all bullies are just really very frightened people. Kind of shocking, isn't it? But that's what they are. Take a nice deep breath. Use your grounding to let go of any bullies in your life. Use your grounding to let go of any bullying you do. Is that how you want to use your energy? Or do you want to use your energy to create what you want? Your grounding gives you the power to use your energy, physical and spiritual, as you so choose. Your grounding gives you the ability to rise above anyone else attempting to manipulate you. Your grounding gives you the power to operate as spirit. Without grounding, you cannot use the other wonderful spiritual information that a good deal of avenues are now presenting. Take a nice deep breath. Enhance your grounding. You can always ground more. Now, I know many people right now who have been involved in spiritual development for as 30, close to 40 years. And I'm constantly telling people we need to continue to enhance and increase our grounding. If you believe the grounding you used 20 years ago is adequate for now, take a moment and meditate on that. Grounding is a daily process. Brushing your teeth, combing your hair, all the many things we do in relation to our physical body on a regular level. Eating, sleeping, so is grounding, because it relates to the body. Use your grounding and save your life on every level. Doesn't have to be a car wreck. It can be a disturbed relationship or a sense of not being in control of your system or your life or even one situation. Take a moment in the center of your head and be grateful for grounding. If it's new in your life, have fun practicing with it. Like a child would, just having learned how to walk. It's that important for us. Your grounding enhances your relationship with all spirit, including all the great teachers. Your grounding enhances your communication with God. We don't have to have grounding to live here and participate on planet Earth. I can't imagine life without it. Life with it is challenging enough. Now let's talk to Jesus, who was a Christ, because he was extremely well grounded. He was taught grounding in the beginning of his training. And yes, Jesus had a great deal of training while he was in the body. He went to the Egyptian mystery schools. He studied in India. Take a nice deep breath and say hello to Jesus. What a great soul. Just be in the present with Jesus. If he has on sandals and long robe in your image, allow yourself to come into the present. All souls evolve, including the great teachers. And simply be a part of this for a moment as you say hello to Jesus. He's always here as spirit. Remember, we're not our bodies. Neither is he. And once you have said hello, I want you to just have a little communication with Jesus about grounding and the importance of grounding in your life. You might ask him about some examples of using grounding in his life. Remember, this man had great courage, and his grounding and his spiritual awareness helped him. ask Jesus to help you increase your grounding.
Wow. Isn't that amazing?
All you have to do to increase your grounding is simply send more energy down your grounding cord. And since energy is infinite, there's no end to the amount of energy you can let flow down your grounding cord. Anytime you feel spacey, out of touch, ground. And you can ask Jesus to help you anytime. Ask Jesus about any time that grounding helped him save his life. Literally and figuratively. How often did he face the death of his body? Ask Jesus, the main focus you need for your grounding. Maybe you need to put extra attention on releasing strong emotions or excess emotions. Maybe you need to release information that interferes with you, rejoicing in your spiritual self and acknowledging your beauty and your brightness. Take a nice deep breath. And ask Jesus any other way he would like to talk to you about grounding. Nice deep breath. Please thank him for all that he gives. And be aware that he's always here helping us. All the great teachers are always available. They are spirit. And at this point, they're not limited by the body as we are. So we can draw on them for encouragement or validation or just for fun. I tune into Mary a lot just for laughter. Breathe in, breathe out. Now let's use our grounding for the number one thing that we believe is so important, and that's our communion with our God. We do not define God for you. This is your system. God is to you a very personal thing. We're giving you information that can help you with your communion with God. So enhance your grounding, just add more energy. Allow yourself to be in the center of your head or if necessary, right on top of your head. Acknowledge that bright spark that is you, and then use that bright spark of you, which is part of God, to establish your communication with the larger God, the cosmic consciousness. By all means, ground. This is power beyond human comprehension. I'm going to give you a few moments of silence for your communion with your God, and we'll invite you to receive information about grounding. Take a nice deep breath and be aware that you can be in a meditative state such as this anytime you choose. And when you return from that space, you can bring as much of that vitality and peace with you as you choose. So right now, be in the center of your head and enhance your grounding. Bring your attention back to the physical world and the physical body. Kind of a challenge to do, isn't it? Such a lovely space. You might want to wiggle your foot and pat your knee just to help you come back to this world. And when you're ready, take a nice deep breath, open your eyes, bend forward and release excess energy. Hello, hello,
hello. Copyright 2020 by Church of Divine Man. All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording, or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed healthcare or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.